We're continuing to look at limitless grace. As we've seen, if we're going to participate in the restoration of all things, then limitless grace is integral within the restoration of all things. We need to be moved by the Father's heart, engaging and being oracles of his heart, having the desire to see creation set free, having the abilities, power to create new reality through the limitless grace of God. And therefore, limitless grace is something we receive, but also something that we have access to use. Grace is the divine enabling power. Grace is the strings of energy, the smallest known particles that exist within the fabric of all creation and are building blocks of all existence. Grace is a vibrational frequency of Jesus' voice that holds all things together. Grace is the electromagnetic frequency, the light that is omnipresent within all creation. That gives us access to everything and everywhere. God is light, and we are being transfigured as sons of light to reveal and express that light of limitless power or energy. So here's the statement. Grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation and its restoration. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love, and as sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively to use. Now, the Father has spoke to me so much about limitless grace in my encounters, in my journals, and I'm just sharing some of the things that he's unveiled. Now, I want to encourage you to embrace the reality that we use grace in its electromagnetic frequency sense in light to be able to facilitate and outwork that reality and that truth. It's really, really important that we go beyond where we've been before and embrace how limitless grace is to be expressed to all of creation for its restoration. Therefore, all of the created beings, all of the created dimensions, and everything else is an expression of God's love and his creative power in love, and limitless grace is what will enable us to facilitate the restoration of everything that's been created. And that should be our goal. And the Father said this, Son, rest in our unconditional love and just be with us as we are with you. Now, the Father began to show me things which were an expression of unconditional love and therefore are the precursor to limitless grace. And it's about being. It's about not so much doing. The doing will flow from the being, but it's about being in that place of rest. And from that place of rest, seeing those things flow. We are in your spirit as you are within the eternal now. And so he was beginning to express the relationship of where we are, who we are, in relation to him, even if we may not know that fully within our soul, our spirit has engaged it. Rest in who you are and all you in all your being, and that will release your doing. And this is really, really important. Don't strive for the doing. Rest in the being, and the doing will just follow naturally from that place. We are within your soul as you are within the four faces of God. Now, what the Father was doing here was paralleling what's within us, because heaven's within us, the kingdom's within us in a sense, and where we are within the dimensions of the heavenly realms. So, and this is where we need to be multidimensionally, non-linearly, functioning in all of these places simultaneously so that we can just be. So he's within our soul. He's within our spirit. When we open our first love gate, he's there. We allow him to fill our spirit. We invite him to fill our soul. He's within the garden of our heart. He's within all these places. And he's within our soul as we're within his four faces of government. We are within the garden of your heart as you are within the garden of our heart. We are within the fabric of your being, as you can be connected to the fabric of creation as you have experienced. So when we realize that God is within all and all that is within God, then we can begin to access in a way beyond what we thought would be possible. We are active within the Merkaba and your energy gates, and you're active within the chamber of destiny and creation. So where creation is formed, and where creation is released within the realms of eternity, and then in the realms of the heavenly realms, he's also within us, within the Merkaba, within that portal, within that place of intersection, within that power source, and within all our energy gates, balancing our energy with the tree of life. All sonship is designed to be a reflection of the perichoresis of our being as fractal creative image. And that, again, is important. Who we are is a reflection of who he is. And all of creation is an expression of that. And that relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit is what is designed to be the relationship between all created beings. And within the dimensions, and within the elementals, and within the people, you know, everyone is supposed to be functioning in oneness and unity, just as the Father is with the Son and the Spirit. Son, learning to be within I am and aware that I am is within you is part of true maturing, the true maturing process. So you can be continually face to face, heart to heart, and mind to mind. And this is why we're going to be able to operate in limitless grace through unconditional love, because we're continually connected. As your consciousness awakens, you will become more enlightened, and rest will be a state of being. And this is so important, that we live from that state of rest. Son, you can learn to live in the quantum moments where all time exists, and expand your ability to contract time into the moment of experience. Now, as I have been engaging in the restoration of all things, and particularly in the restoration of the fallen angelic realm, it takes quite a long time to turn them from darkness to light. It's not an easy process. There's a lot of convincing to do. There's a lot of genuine expression of the love and heart of God and hope that needs to be experienced, and there's a lot of obstacles to overcome, particularly the things that the sons of God have said about the fallen angelic realm, about that they can't be restored. So they don't believe us, and it takes some convincing, and it takes overshadowing, and it takes engaging. Now, I found that initially I did that with the Father, and the initial experience had been prepared over many years, and therefore the initial experience didn't take that long. But then when I started to engage higher levels or more authority within that realm, and those which were not just associated with my own spiritual realm or the spiritual realm of freedom, then it took more time. And so the initial experiences took about a month. And then I was realizing this was going to take a long time. So the Father began to show me how I could live in a moment where all that time existed, and I could expand that moment. It could happen in that moment. It was months in a sense, but it was all lived in that moment. And therefore, things could be done in an accelerated way. And the Father taught me this. And this is some of the process. As you learn to live in that state of rest, every moment takes on increased significance, as it could be an hour, a day, a week, a month, or a year. The only limitation is your consciousness's capacity to believe the possibilities and choose them. Son, there is no difference in choosing a quanta of a millisecond or a millennia. Only your mind is their limitation. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's why the renewal of our mind to align with the mind of Christ, the heart of God, is so important in this process of sonship. Practice expanding your mind's ability to choose what happens in a quantum moment, so that you retain the knowledge of the experience. See, something could happen in an instant that if you weren't careful, you could lose the knowledge of that experience, and then don't have that knowledge to draw on when you engage again. So I had to practice this, because I was doing it, but I wasn't retaining the knowledge. I saw the outcome, but I wasn't aware of the process that I had gone through, because I lost it in that moment. You can begin with you entering rest each day, and then when you engage face to face, I will open your eyes to see and know as we spend more quality time together. So in a sense, every time I begin my day, I choose to surrender my spirit, soul, body to the Father in gate, so he will be on the seat of rest and government. I choose to engage Jesus and be yoked to him, and I choose to drink the living water and be empowered and flow in the Spirit. So it flows through me and around me, creating an atmosphere. Well, that takes time. So I began to contract that time, if you like, into a quantum moment. So although it could take 10 minutes, half an hour, depending on how I felt and what I did, now I was able to do all of that in a moment, and then I could engage God cognitively in more quality time. Because I didn't have to do that in real time. I did it within the moment, which was real time, but that real time was therefore a contraction of everything that I would used to do every day. So I still end up feeling the rest, feeling I'm filled with love, joy, and peace. All of what I was doing in the meditation for rest process, I could contract into a moment. Son, as you mature in this reality, you can continually bring your future into your present, just as you have with the restoring of the fallen ones. And so I've done this in that setting a number of times. There are missions and quests that we have for you that would normally take months, even years, that will require that you can fulfill them in the moment. So live in rest. It must come from rest. We mustn't strive to outwork this. Limitless grace functions best in a state of rest. Son, all time is living and active and is at your disposal. So choose this reality whenever you need to, but don't get trapped in the moment. Now, there's a sense where we could get trapped in living this way and then lose touch with reality. Others you interact with during these moments may not have the capacity to retain the knowledge of your experience, so don't assume relationship. In other words, other people I engage with in this moment may not be able to retain that knowledge of that moment for them. So when I have a relationship with people, I've got to be careful that I don't assume what I've done is what they've done. And therefore, a relationship that I have, because I've engaged with people for months within moments, they may not have that knowledge, and therefore I can't assume it. You cannot relate to others on fast forward and rewind if they do not have this capacity yet. So use this for missions, not everyday life. I practice entering rest in a quantum moment. As my mind expanded the moment in fast forward, I felt the process of living love, loving living, living loving in an instant. Son, you've done well. Come walk with me. We walk to the beyond beyond and engage the dimensional anteroom. Now, some of the limitless grace that I have and I feel in unconditional love is to the fallen angelic realm, obviously to the earth and to the people of the earth and to the children of God who are in bondage, but also to the other dimensional beings and things that Jesus created for relationship with him. And the dimensions are a particular area that I have been mandated to engage. So we went back to the dimensional anteroom where I've engaged with beings before. And there were other representatives that you must meet, as they have felt the frequency ripples of hope that have been released. So what we're doing is engaging those dimensions, and other representatives are coming looking for help. There were many who came to form a small crowd, creating an atmosphere of excitement and apprehension. There were beings of all forms, so I reached out to them with my mind with a welcome and an introduction. They dispense with the niceties and ask, can we be free? We all know we've been deceived, and we all have seen the light of sonship and the hope of freedom. Yes, that's what I said. Yes, and you and your whole dimensions can be restored if you become ambassadors of hope to them. It's like, it's not our responsibility to be ambassadors to their dimensions. They must be that to their own people, but we can encourage them and empower them and equip them. So I looked to the Father, who seemed to be hidden from their sight, and he said, practice what you've learned. So one by one, I engaged each race in a quantum moment, seeing the freedom and the restoration that would take place, the whole process unfolding for each race and dimension. I brooded, released the grace, the quantum lumens, went into their dimension, saw their bondage, the connection tower to our dimension, used it to transmit hope, started the revolution. I did that in a moment for each race. There were differences and variations of the things that I saw and I did, but they all were encapsulated for each race in a moment. Now, this would have taken me perhaps years, but I was able to do it in a moment. This process repeated for all 25 dimensions, and all the engagements happened in an expanded moment, and I retained the knowledge of each encounter. So in this particular experience, there were 25 different races that were representative from 25 different dimensions. This ability increases the capacity of legislation greatly and makes the possibility of the restoration of all things an inevitability, because you see it in action. And you're coming from the heart of God and his intention and purpose. And the reason he's empowered us to do this through limitless grace, and this is limitless grace in action. We're not limited by time. We're not limited by anything. We're limitless in our ability as sons to express the Father's heart. The Father then took me into the realm of eternity. It was like a whole place functioned in quantum moments, where the Father showed me that he could see and feel all things in all moments for all creation. So what I was doing in my quantum moment was just a minute thing compared to what the Father's doing all the time within the whole of history, if you like. Son, as our sons mature to become ascended fathers, they will have this capacity to connect and care for all they create. This place is different to the transcendence of the eternal now dimension, as it's within time and imminent. So there needs to be this connection where we bring this convergence of the eternal now into time and the imminence of it to outwork that creativity. Son, there is so much we want to show you and impart, but this must be a relational process so that you can grow and mature through each experience. Your heart's capacity to feel and be moved by others must increase. Son, make sure you're not limited and restricted by time entanglement, and keep practicing quantum moment expansion daily, but don't be tempted to try to do so with our times together. In other words, that must be worked out in real time, because this is what shows desire. Our relationship must be in real time, as that shows your desire. In other words, I'm not going to short circuit my time with God. I want it to be precious and real and valuable and something I'm going to invest in every day. We are infinite, and although we can choose to exist in all moments of time, we cannot be expanded. I had so many questions fill my mind at that moment, but stayed in rest and just enjoyed being immersed in the oracles of the Father's heart, feeling the passion for creation and its restoration. Son, creation is our pride and joy, and mankind is the pinnacle of all that has been made, but that does not lessen our love for all things. You have felt what we have felt, so you know the true reality that motivates our desire for the restoration of all things back to relational union and oneness within I Am. The union of all dimensions and all beings is central to restoration, as we are within all and all is within us. Son, reach out with your spirit into creation. What do you sense and feel? Now, I'd done this before a number of times in encounters, spaghettified, going out and on my whole being connected to the whole of creation. But this was something that I now was being asked to do. So I had to focus. How was I going to do this? Well, I reached out to creation with my spirit by intention, by desire, and then I overshadowed creation. I felt its deep longing for a return to what it was, as the memory was still there, a faint echo within the groan that's going on in creation. There's this echo, this faint memory of what it was, and it longs to be restored back to it. I went deeper, further, to touch the living beings and felt a shift from what I had previously experienced. There was less conflict, confusion, less angst amongst all of the whirlpool of emotions. There was hope, stronger and more defined than before. Son, what you're detecting is the result of the increasing frequency of love that our sons are manifesting through their government. I felt encouraged that progress was being made, but still aware of how much there was still to do. I consciously connected to the earth shield, and this is the shield that a number of people and angels and cloud of witnesses and others have been engaging in to shield the earth at this time for God's purposes to be outworked in this shifting and shaking. And as I engaged it, I felt the joyous union of hearts and minds in all its celebration of diversity. It was like there is so much diversity within that shield. It's not people that are all operating the same, doing the same, being the same. It is about an expression of God's heart in union. The man, angelic, witnesses, restored, angelic, the seven spirits of God. But there were no dimensional beings there that I could detect. So I reached out further with my spirit into the dimensions with an invitation to participate with us in shielding and protecting the earth as guardians. I went into the anteroom to speak with those who had previously responded. There were a number of representatives present. I communicated my invitation in person, but it was kindly rejected, along with the explanation that they were not sufficiently restored. There would be danger, as there is still great opposition to the changes and animosity towards mankind within their dimensions. And the father responded, "Son, there's still much to do and great wisdom is needed when engaging, but your heart was good. And there will come a day when union will be dimensional." So, in other words, he just said, I jumped the gun a little bit with my desire. But it was good. But I just went ahead and nothing bad came from it. I long for that day of restored union with all the dimensions, because I've been there, I've seen the desire, I've seen what happens there. Son, Enoch and Metatron are not the same being, as you already know, so be very careful that the mixture of Jewish mysticism does not infect your union. Now, in some encounters, we have engaged Enoch and Metatron, and some people, you know, said, hey, these are the same being. But I know that they're not, because I've seen them side by side and engaging with me differently. And so it's so important that we do not just accept what is written or what other people are saying without having personal testimony ourselves. It's all too easy to be deceived by assuming without testimony. Don't just believe what anyone says. Don't believe what I say. Have it yourself through testimony and engagement, so you have affirmation from the Father of these things. You don't just accept it because people who are celebrities and well-known people and people you trust and people you may respect and honor say things. You know, we're all subject to change and transformation and the renewing of our minds. So none of us have the full truth and full knowledge. And I would encourage you, don't just to jump to conclusions and accept everything that's said just because it's said. And as soon as I heard this person, a friend of mine, say Enoch and Metatron are the same being, because the Kabbalah says so, I immediately in my spirit felt a check, because I know that's not true. True knowledge comes from the truth, not books, which can impart information, but wisdom can only come relationally. Do not be tempted by knowledge. Only pursue the truth found in the light of me as the way, the truth, and the life. And this is what Jesus, as the truth, was trying to convey to me in this time. I am true reality, and the light of truth shines through my being as it does through us relationally, as we are wisdom in union and oneness. And then wisdom came to me and took me to her heights, where she opened the pillars that are the foundations of the earth. There she showed me how the cube connected creation, Metatron's cube, as it seen the sacred geometric shape through man's sonship and the earth's dimensional position and centrality. And it's so important that we see that the earth is central to this, and it is Metatron's cube that functions as an overlay to creation and the dimensions that places the earth in its central position within it. She also warned of the dangers of mixture contained within Jewish writings and their connection to the cabals and global control systems. Now, I'm not going to go into that, and I'm not even sure I'm going to pursue that, because I'm not into that sort of stuff. But it was a warning to be careful on not believing everything that we hear or everything we read or everything we see on Facebook and other places. Purity maintains wisdom, which protects against the twisting and perverting of the truth, and the frequency of love must resonate its harmonics. Purity is so important. Only the pure in heart will truly experience God in reality. So it's so important we maintain purity, or we find that our heart is being purified by engaging with love. Wisdom looked deeply into my eyes, and I looked at the deep pools of her being, and I felt a peace that brought a calm to my concerns. Because I am concerned in some way that what's going on right now can get out of hand, and people will just assume or be gullible to accept everything that they hear and everything that they experience without having their own personal testimony of it. Please, please, please hear me on this. Make sure you go back and get affirmation from the Father. Son, time is your servant, so continue to practice living in the quantum moment to create history. Son, rest within the circle of our love and draw from the light of love and life for all your needs. Here within the light of love is the limitless grace of our infinite supply of all things that you will ever need to be a son and fulfill your destiny. And I believe this is the creative element of limitless grace, that we can create all that we need. That supply is there within the moment. We have to facilitate the outworking of it. Here is all the revelation, wisdom, insight, understanding, power, resources, truth, prudence, mercy, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, love and humility. And it's all freely available without limitation. Son, there is not anything that you will have need of that is not freely abundantly available within I am that I am. The tree of life is always in season, overflowing with a limitless grace that gives you the ability to create all things that you need. So this is sometimes we think of the treasury room, and the house of treasury and all of that, and we think everything's there, and all we have to do is go to the treasury room and withdraw it. And there is a sense that that treasury room is filled with that which we've sown and that which was increased in abundance, but there are things way, way beyond that that we're going to need, and we need to know the creative ability of the limitless grace of God to facilitate being able to create those things. And when we begin to establish real embassies of heaven on earth, ecclesia that really have risen and are manifesting heaven on earth, we are going to function in limitless grace creative ability. As a sun, creation itself was also designed to release its bountiful supply from the riches of its glory, just as its freedom is from the riches of your glory. Son, all things were created with the need to be in union and oneness and of relationship in covenant love. That is what is driving or drawing creation. That's why it's groaning. Son, this is why division and competition is so alien to who we are and how we desire all things to be. Oneness and covenant in a loving union of being is the way we form creation from the desires of our heart in the cradle of life. And that frequency resonated with life energy and activated limitless grace light. And this is what the Father was saying. This is how they created. Son, focus your attention on the new covenant of loving kindness and be aware of mindsets of the path of independent knowledge. Seek to be in union and oneness with all of creation, filled and overflowing with unconditional love for its freedom and complete restoration. There is nothing that we have created that cannot be restored through the light of love, shining brightly, singing joyfully its song of peace. As you rest here, expand the moment to encapsulate our pure loving desires as you have experienced through our oracles. And I think it's so important we learn to live in that moment, live in that place, that expanded state of consciousness being at rest in oneness and union. Son, every quantum moment is filled with all the potential creative realities necessary to fulfill your destiny, aligned to our heart. It is vital we always stay connected to the Father's heart, just as Jesus did as our example of true sonship when he was here on earth and when he's functioning within the realms of heaven in the perichoresis of that sacred dance. It is so, so important that we embrace heart-to-heart communion. We're abiding in the vine, abiding, not ever separated, never independent. because from that place we can do nothing of any eternal value. Son, come look deeper into the radiance of our glory. I found myself in the light realm of perfection, hidden within the dark cloud, looking intently at another wondrous facet of that face of infinite beauty. You know, I first engaged that face back in 2012 when I went through the process of separation and reintegration of soul and spirit, going through that whole process of the dark cloud, and eventually I saw the face of God for a millimicrosecond, and I couldn't cope with any more. And now, 8 years later, I'm looking into that face and seeing facet after facet. It is a wonderful realm of light. The deeper I looked, the more everything was as it should be, and I felt who I am with a certainty I'd never felt before. It was like this was the perfection of what God intends. This was his intended outworking of creation, and I was living within it. Everything was crystal clear, no doubts, no ifs or buts, just perfection. It felt like nothing could ever be better than this. I was at rest, complete, one and whole, as if there was never anything else than this moment. And I think that is unconditional love and limitless grace in experience. No past, present or future, just now. Perfectly living at rest in this one unlimited moment of pure love, joy and peace. Son, every moment is meant to be like this, perfectly filled with all things as they were just meant to be. Son, this is your dwelling place within I am, so you can be abiding. Let all life be live love from this moment of loving, loving living and living loving kindness. Son, the thrones of the elements need to be occupied by the sons of God for creation's restoration. Now, I was shown, and I've shared before, about the different thrones that the elements have and the elementals connect to in sonship government, but we need to be seated there, and God is preparing for the sons of God to take their place, to connect and reconnect to creation through the elementals on those thrones. Relationship with the elementals must be restored for creation to be set free, because they help us and are the interaction or the intersection or the catalyst that we can engage creation with. The focus of our children needs to be turned from their DIY agenda to the sonship mandate of dominion for blessing. The global agendas must be neutralized as they regard the earth as an asset to be stripped, and that is an abuse. So if we're going to engage creation, we must feel it. We must be responsible for it. We must love it the way the Father loves it. We cannot go on stripping the assets of creation, thinking that this is just something for our amusement. We need to take responsibility. Now, I'm not saying all the global green issues are something you should throw yourself into, but connect to the Father's heart to creation. Make sure that you feel about creation the way he feels about creation. And that will change the way we begin to engage. And the elementals will actually respect us in our sonship when they know we have a genuine heart for the restoration of creation that they represent. The relationship with creation needs to be restored so the symbiotic union that was our intention can function for the benefit of all. Now, I believe this is our responsibility towards creation as sons. We need to take that responsibility seriously and fully embrace it. The cosmos is taking its cue from what is occurring in the Earth sphere, and what has been broadcast through the communicating networks is a false system. Remember those connections, the Tower of Babel connection with the other dimensions. I've seen a Tower of Babel-like structure in all of the dimensions I visited, and I think I've visited now over 40 different dimensions. The other cosmic dimensions have traded on this twisted agenda, perverting our original intentions for their own agendas even further. The suns must arise and shine love's light to broadcast a higher frequency that will disrupt the false agendas and create hope. That is our mission. Son, all of the parts of creation are interconnected, and when one suffers, they all suffer. It is time for love, joy, and peace to spread like a virus, infecting all dimensions with goodness and loving kindness. And it will spread through us. We are the carriers of the oracles of his heart of unconditional love and limitless grace. It is time for global ecclesia to rise from the ashes of the church system and be storehouses for the coming harvest. And this is really, really important. Embassies of heaven filled with ambassadors who are oracles of hope for restoration. We are calling our children to a global awakening to consciousness of true love reality, but our sons need to be ready to receive the harvest that's being prepared. We can't be complacent. We've got to be ready to be the mentors for that harvest. That's what the Joshua generation is all about, being ready for that harvest, to receive those who are coming and to equip them and empower them to be the harvesters for the future. Son, these ecclesia must be free from mixture, pure of heart and purpose to receive the harvest. There is a religious spirit agenda to rob the purity of our sons by deceiving them with old covenant mindsets linked to Jewish mysticism. Son, you are mandated to issue a warning against the infiltration of the global ecclesia of the political and religious spirit's agenda through Hebraic culture and tradition. You know, we've dealt a lot with the infiltration of Greek thinking within the church, within our systems, within our lives. But actually, we've got to be very careful that actually the wrong understanding through Hebrew culture doesn't also come. Son, the old covenant was not everlasting. It became obsolete and faded away until it and all it represented was totally removed at the destruction of Jerusalem. Son, every generation since AD 70 has been blinded by the deception that they are the last and have been distracted from the restoration of all things mandate. And this is so true. You know, I've lived through a number of generations now, and each of them thought they were the last. We're in the last days. We're in the last time. We're going to be rescued. We're going to have the rapture. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. We're going to have the other. And all they've done is actually been focused on what is going to happen in the future and not live for the present, and therefore not actually been responsible for restoration. Every generation has been deceived into thinking that they will usher in the ages to come by many false doctrines, and we need to be very careful of them. Son, make sure this Joshua generation is warned to guard against the end time agendas of the rapture and the millennium that will emasculate them and neutralize their effectiveness for restoration. Son, the eschatology of restoration is a book that must be written to warn and prepare the Joshua generation for their restoration mandate. I'm not sure I'm the one to write it, but I'm open to that. And once the book that I'm now writing is released, I may look at that. The infiltration of the old that infects the one new man in Christ, new covenant, must be exposed, and the divisions and separations of denominating doctrines be brought into the light of truth. Son, I detect your questioning. How so many could be wrong, and so how so few or fewer so are right? But that is the wrong question to be asking. Now, you know, sometimes you look and think, there are very few people who are believing the same things about this. Surely all those people out there, can they all be wrong? Well, the question is, yes, they can. All forerunners have had doubts that may be wrong in that they may be wrong in the face of all contradictory evidence and opposition. And, you know, personally, you know, I have felt this. It's almost like questioning. But what the Father was doing was helping me. Now, the real issue is, do you trust me, the journey that I've taken you on, so that you will not look or go back to the safe place of consensus? Son, do not fear or go back. Look to what is ahead and press on. Even 2.5 tribes of the children of Israel who went into the promised land went back and lived on the other side. You know, I really don't intend going back, but sometimes it feels like you're on your own. Son, forerunners always face being alone at times on their journey to totally trust us. It is a lonely place, but you are not alone. There are others who are joining and merging the streams. Son, do not waver and trust that you are on the right path. So do not hold back. Write the book that will reveal the eschatology of restoration. So it's like, I do need to write that book, so our children can be free from religious and political deception. Son, our heart is always for union and oneness, but there are those who you cannot be one with as their hearts are turned to a different agenda. Be careful that your desire for union does not create mixture instead of oneness, as relationship is possible without union. So we can be in relationship with everybody, but that doesn't mean we can be in union of heart, mind and purpose with everyone if we have different agendas. And there may be a connection where some of our agenda is connected, and that's okay, but we've got to be careful that we don't have mixture for the desire of oneness and therefore have a false unity, which is based on consensus and not reality of heart. Son, the family relationship within us is guaranteed, but must be maintained outwardly by desire and choice. But union and oneness requires there to be one heart and mind. If you are to be in a governmental group, there must be a mandated agenda for that group that comes from our heart. Son, too many diverse agendas will make union impossible for that group, but relationship must be always maintained. Communication of heart and mind must be worked at so openness and transparency can flourish. So when you seek, you will find. So always seek our heart first so you can collaborate with our mandates and agendas. Son, come walk with me. We are in the realm of perfection, walking in the realm of light again. Son, feel the light. Don't just see it visually, as it is alive with possibilities bursting with creative energy. So in all our engagements, there are levels, there are depths that we can go to that we may not have experienced before. Feel and sense that life force and open your heart to it so it can feel your desire and be activated by it. Your desire is created when you are joined to us and one heart with us within the cradle of life as you brood. The resonance of your brooding creates the sound of your desire, and that excites the living light with possibilities. Son, you know that the process, but ensure the process is relational by opening your heart to the scrutiny of perfection's light. Son, come here to absorb the light of perfection before you brood in the cradle of life. That will ensure a purity with that mixture. So in other words, what the Father was trying to show me here is, before I brood to be creative, I need to ensure that I'm fully functioning in the pure light of that perfection of his heart. Can't short circuit that. When you engage as groups, you have permission to open this realm of perfected light so that you can engage the fallen ones effectively. Son, come deeper into the light of our being in this realm of perfection, as this is where the eternal now can converge with your time. Son, this will help you live from the eternal now state within time to become the convergence, as you can be at rest but still moved by the events in time. See, if you're functioning in the eternal now and you're so in that now moment, it's all good, it's very difficult to be moved with compassion in real time and to be moved by real time events. But remember that God lives in every quantum moment in the imminence of our being, and therefore does know and does live within that moment. And he wants us to do the same. Son, learn to live, move, and have your being within us, but express your being as the light of love within time. The light of realm of perfection is filled with the light of our being, as this is the light of love. The light realm of perfection is completely attuned and synchronized with who we are, and that is why it casts no shadows. You will need to be in this realm for limitless grace to be wisely administrated. Son, maintain a stance of honor towards all, and you will receive the blessing of who that person is. There is no need to be concerned about mixture, as we will filter out anything that may be dangerous if you keep your heart right. So there's a sense where we need to be open to relationship and trust that God will protect us from mixture if we keep our heart right, but we do need to be discerning. Son, we have created so much diversity to reflect the manifoldness of who we are. So from your perspective, there seems to be many strange packages that the message comes in, but that is just to test the heart. Be careful not to reject or accept the message because of the messenger. Test it by the frequency it carries. The genuine will always carry our frequency, so the more deeply you are intimate with who we are, the easier discernment will be. And I sense that when I engage things, sometimes I just feel some things are off. They just don't seem to be in alignment with agreement with what I've experienced within the heart of the Father. So I don't get angry about that, or I don't try and challenge those people. That's up to God. But I make sure that I'm not infected by those things, or affected by those things in a negative way, or influenced by those things in a negative way. Discernment is so important, and we do it by practice, by engaging the genuine. So, and test everything with a loving, not suspicious heart, and you will resonate with what is genuine and feel the love on it. An absence of love will enable you to discern error and mixture, but you can still honor the messenger by the way you accept or reject the message. Let's be honoring. Honor is such a key value in the kingdom. Always seek for our heart and purpose by seeing the bigger picture. Do not get drawn into political ideological debate that's usually fear-driven. It's so important when political systems are being challenged and governmental systems are being overthrown and removed and all of the things that are happening globally that we don't get operating in ideological political debate. This is above all that. No governmental system, whatever it be, will ever solve the problems that the world is facing. There has to be a kingdom government. Son, have no allegiances other than to our kingdom. Do not form political, ideological, or theological allegiances, as they will cloud your discernment. Be very careful that you don't make relationship based on the agreement of political, ideological, or theological values. Seek love and focus on our bigger agenda to navigate the way through the troubled waters that will be ahead. This time of great shaking and shifting will not be a short season, as there are so many things which will need to be reset and recalibrated to move towards kingdom government. The old systems must be shaken and removed, so keep shielding the earth from external influences and keep releasing unconditional love into the earth. Limitless grace is birthed from the womb of unconditional love. The perfect love that is who we are within I am is the only antidote to the fear and anger that seeks to take advantage by creating division and competition. Son, collaborate with a union and limitless to create peaceful transition during the shift the cosmos is going through. Now, union and limitless are beings, orders of beings, in fact. What is occurring during this period is touching the dimensions powerfully through those of our sons who understand the times and the seasons. Limitless grace is being released in preparation for the season of endless mercy that is coming. Be vigilant and diligent during this season of great change, where many are standing on shifting sands and feel very insecure. The dampening waves of love that are key to limiting the negative effects during this turbulent season of cosmic transformation. So we must release love into the earth, frequencies of love and joy and peace during this time. Live loved, love living, and live loving as an oracle of our heart. Administrate limitless grace through unconditional love to facilitate the restoration of all things agenda during this season of great change. So again, just recap, limitless grace. Grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So I encourage you again to just go into a short activation so you can begin to engage limitless grace. Be open to wherever the Father will take you, show you, reveal to you. Don't resist it. Be open to it, but be willing to embrace the reality of your responsibility towards creation as sons and embrace that limitless grace and restoration of all things agenda. So I encourage you to close your eyes, come into that place of rest, start thinking about the name of God, focus your thinking on God's name, Yod Heh Vav Heh, and then align your breathing with your thinking. So breathe in deeply and then breathe out Yod, and breathe in, and breathe out Vav. And breathing, and just slowly, slowly come to that place of rest. Breathing in and breathing out. Hearing the voice of the Father. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Just come to that place where you live loved. Love living, live loving, rest, live in the rest of immortality. So just be still. You're in a safe place. Start to think of limitless grace. Set your desire upon it. Be open to whatever the Father shows you. Engaging in the realms of light. Engaging in the realms of perfection. Wherever it is, the Father wants to take you into a place of limitless grace. Just celebrate that place. Just be still and know the love, joy, and peace, and rest in love, joy, and peace, and allow the Father now to take you to a place of limitless grace, unconditional love, so you can experience for yourself the height, the depth, the breadth, the amazing reality of limitless grace in unconditional love.